What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Responsibly.
We're back, and it's time to put our money where our mouth is. The NFL season starts tonight, which means all of our predictions need to be in. So today we're doing the NFC. In a few minutes, we'll give you all of our predictions for every single divisional winner. We'll give you the wild cards. We'll give you our NFC winner. We'll give you our Super Bowl winner and also some other awards. Who's going to win an MVP? Who's going to win Coach of the Year? Some of these other things kind of peppered in. And as I'm looking at my card, Jenks, I'm seeing a lot of favorites, but I am not a huge fan of like taking a stab in the dark just for the sake of taking a stab in the dark. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like those people who like pick the team that if everybody on the desk picks the favorite to win a game, they're like, oh, well, I have to go to the other team, right? I don't love doing that. Like, I need to have some type of logic behind all of my picks. So just keep that in mind. I know people are like, Chelsea picked all the favorites. Shut up. That was the best logic I could make. All right, Jenks, so let's get to you and your picks. Give us your divisional winners, your wild cards, and your winner of the NFC.
Okay, starting with the NFC East, I'm going to go Commanders. Before you say, oh, you're being homer, all right. I know the Eagles are the favorites and for good reason. But again, say it with me, there hasn't been a repeat champion in more than 20 years. So I'm going Commanders there, even though I do think the Eagles will make the playoffs. In the South, sticking with the Bucs, Falcons could be a threat, but I don't think they're there just yet. We have a proven commodity in that Bucs offense, Baker Mayfield, all of the weapons that he has at receiver. So I'm going with the Bucs in the South. In the North, Packers. Went back and forth between the Packers and the Lions, but I think the Lions losing both of their coordinators is going to have more of a significant effect than people realize. So Packers obviously adding Mike Parsons. That's huge. Adding to that pass rush, which they desperately needed. Packers are the call in the North. NFC West going with the Rams. Matt Stafford banged up. I don't care. I don't believe in the Niners. I think they're old. I think their window has closed. Wild cards. Eagles. Niners. Lions. And then I think I'm going to go, who am I going to go to win the NFC? Ah, God, I think I'm going to go Eagles again, like it or not. Going with the Eagles.
Oh, a dagger through the heart of Commanders fans everywhere.
I know.
I hope we get a new champion, but you're right. There's a lot of data to support, the Eagles running it back in the NFC. All right, so without further ado, here are my picks. So, we just talked about the Eagles. I do think they win the division. It feels like they're a team that's too good on paper. And here's the thing. Head-to-head, the Commanders and the Eagles, if the Commanders' biggest flaw is stopping the run, how do you think that's going to go against the Eagles, the team that's the best at running the football in the National Football League? In the NFC South, I'm going to go with the Bucs. I feel like they are disrespected every single year, and they're always a threat in the playoffs. Every year, it feels like that receiving core, what Baker Mayfield has been doing with the offense, I like the Bucs in the South. In the NFC North, we're going to go with the Packers. I know people are fawning over the move for Micah Parsons, but I feel like it's more than that. It's Jordan Love and a team that has also been a threat in the postseason. And plus, I'm not as high on the Lions. I'm certainly not as high on the Vikings. It's still a rookie quarterback, no matter how good the defense is and the pieces are around him. And I think it might take another year for the Bears to win that division. Up next, we go to the NFC West. I think the Niners, their time is over for me. Like, we see this all the time in the NFL where the window just closes. When your quarterback is no longer on his rookie deal and you have to pay guys, you lose Deebo Samuel, the Swiss Army knife of your offense. And plus, how long is Christian McCaffrey going to stay on the field? As much as I want to see him, it just feels like he has a lot of tread on the tire. So I'm going to go with the Rams and Sean McVay. We know how he can work whatever pieces he has at hand. And hopefully Matt Stafford can stay on the field. All right, wild cards for me. I'm going to go with the Niners, still a good squad. Commanders, even though I don't have them winning a division, I think there is a chance. You know, they win the NFC. I don't have them as my NFC winners. Lions, a wild card as well. And to win the NFC, go Birds. Going to go with the Eagles. I know that's a lot of chalk, but I feel like those are the picks, and I like all of those teams. All right, next up, Double D, going to you. Give us your division winners, your wild cards, and your winner of the NFC.
NFC East, I'm going with the Eagles. I think it's going to be a close division between them and the Commanders, though. I think they may win that division by a game. I'm going with the NFC South. The NFC South, I'm going with the Buccaneers. I have no faith in my Falcons defense, so of course I'm going to fade the Falcons. NFC North, I'm going with the Packers. I just think there's going to be comparisons later on in this season, and there already have been, to this being a Reggie White-esque move for the Packers, where they got Reggie White as a free agent back in the day, and it completely changed the whole perspective of Green Bay for years to come. NFC, I'm with Jenks. I don't care if he's getting injections. I'm still going with the Rams. Wild cards, I have Commanders, Lions, and I've got the Vikings in there, and I'll tell you why. I like the pieces around JJ more than I like JJ, but that leads me to take the Vikings plus that defense. To win the NFC, though, I'm going with the Buccaneers. I think everybody's sleeping on the Buccaneers this year. I think that offense is going to be elite this year. And if that defense is just average, maybe a little above average, I think they're a deep threat. So I'm going Buccaneers to win the NFC.
Ooh, I do like Emeka Ibuka to have a big...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Season, and that receiving corps is one of the best in the league. All right, Denton, you are next. Give us some predictions.
All right, we'll start in the NFC East. I do think for the first time in over 20 years we get a repeat, which means
Philadelphia Eagles going to win. Yuck. Eye roll, throw up emoji, all of those things. But I think they're a really good team. Offensively, I don't see a lot of holes on that team, so they're going to be really tough to stop. And the NFC South, I'm going with the Falcons. I think Michael Penix Jr. takes a big step forward. I really liked him coming out of Washington. I think they did a good job with him towards the end of the year, so I hope that he takes a step forward. I think that offense will take a step forward with him. Bijan Robinson is as dynamic as they come in the backfield, and maybe, just maybe, this will finally be the year where Kyle Pitts looks like a real NFL tight end. Fingers crossed to everybody who drafted him in the 15th round of your fantasy league. In the NFC North, I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers. I was already on the Packers prior to the Micah Parsons thing, and then when you add Micah Parsons, I'm not exactly going to jump off of the train. So I'm going with the Packers. I didn't think I'd be the only one taking the 49ers in the NFC West, but I'm going to. Matt Stafford's injury history scares me a little bit. The injections, the shoulder stuff, the elbow stuff. Is he even alive? Maybe this is a clone of Matt Stafford. Did he die weeks ago? Who knows? I don't have a whole lot of trust in the Rams to outdo the 49ers. On top of that, the 49ers schedule was such a cakewalk. I mean, they got a lot of wins penciled in there. And then my wild cards, I got the Lions, I got the Commanders, and I have the Rams, with the caveat being that I think all of those teams have at least 11 wins.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I feel like the NFC is super competitive. Like, I feel like there's more depth maybe in the NFC. Like, the wild card teams, I feel like, are better than maybe the wild card teams coming out of the AFC. But I could be wrong. All right, Jenks, it's time for your Super Bowl prediction. It's time for your MVP prediction and maybe any other awards that you will be betting on.
All right. I said it earlier. I'm sticking with the Bills to win the Super Bowl. Hopefully this is their time. I just want the Bills to win it. And look, the odds tell you they absolutely could. It's essentially Bills, Chiefs, Ravens. They're all kind of right there together with the Eagles as well. So, I mean, throw a dart. Any one of these teams has the talent to do it. I need the Bills defense to step up. I'm going Buffalo. MVP, Lamar Jackson. Now, maybe that doesn't seem congruent. Like, if Lamar Jackson is going to win the MVP, why wouldn't he be playing in the Super Bowl? Maybe he will, but I feel like the Ravens need to get over this hump and prove that with the talent that they have on paper, they can actually make it to the big game, and Lamar can ball out in a huge spot. Was it nearly as bad last year as people sort of make out to be? They like to put all of that in one big pot and say he's never good in the playoffs. I don't think that's the case, but I do think he wins MVP. And finally, Bijan Robinson, Offensive Player of the Year. One of the big strengths in Atlanta is their offensive line. One of the best offensive lines in all of football. It's another year for Bijan to sort of refine his game. He can do it in the passing game. He can do it in the running game. And I think now Michael Penix Jr. can step up and really sort of open up the offense in a way that Kirk Cousins couldn't do last year because he was banged up. So Bijan Robinson, Offensive Player of the Year, 14-1.
Ooh, a little hook 'em horns action,
yeah.
Again, right?
Absolutely. Let's go.
But a great case to be made for Bijan Robinson. All right, so for me, I've got my Super Bowl winner as the Ravens. I think this is the time for the Ravens flock to rise up. I think this is top to bottom the best team that the Ravens have had in quite some time, and I think that the MVP is Lamar Jackson. Last year, he had 40 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. From a passing standpoint, those numbers fly off the page, and plus, I think a little bit of the narrative goes into this one as well, that he could have made a great case to win it last year, so I think people will say, oh, well, he didn't win it last year. Let's give it to him this year. All right, so any other awards for me? I think I'm going to go with Coach of the Year, Pete Carroll. A little spicy in this one. 12-1 odds here. If you look at the last few winners of Coach of the Year, it's always the guys who are doing the most with the least. Mike Vrabel, Brian Daboll, Kevin Stefanski, Kevin O'Connell last year with the Vikings. If the Raiders can somehow be good, people love Pete Carroll. I think that the narrative will go to him, Coach of the Year. All right, Double D, who's winning the Super Bowl, who's winning MVP, and your other awards?
I have read the NFL script. We all know Taylor Swift is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Of course, I'm going with the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. My MVP is Baker Mayfield at plus 3,000. Absolutely love this. Under the radar. Give it to me all day long. He's got weapons galore down there. And then I'm taking Comeback Player of the Year, J.J. McCarthy, at plus 800.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
I feel like J.J. McCarthy could have a good season. All right, Den, you are the anchor here. Who do you like to win the Super Bowl, MVP, and some other awards bets you might have on your radar?
Chelsea, I'm in agreement with you. I think it's bird-on-bird crime in the Super Bowl, but I got the Ravens going over the Eagles. I think Lamar finally gets over that hump, and then you start to put him in these conversations for one of the best quarterbacks that we have ever seen. I do think Joe Burrow is going to win the MVP. I think he goes for at least 5,000 yards this year with that Bengals defense. He's going to have to, and I think they're getting into the playoffs, which means they're going to win a lot of games, and it's going to be solely on his arm. So Joe Burrow is going to put up silly numbers, and then I think Aiden Hutchinson for the Detroit Lions Defensive Player of the Year at plus 700.
Ooh, I like it.
A lot.
Is he in the running for comeback player of the year? I feel like that wouldn't be a bad bet either. Like, because Aiden Hutchinson is so easy to root for, and I do think he has a great season. So either any way you slice it, it's easy to root for Aiden Hutchinson. All right, coming up next, top of the hour, and we will give you all of our bets for Thursday night football. Believe you me, I have several same game parlays waiting in the wings. It's next on the Daily Tip.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.